The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is paid for by Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, who is solely responsible for its content. Portions transcribed.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Hi, I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker of Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Welcome to the Real Estate Roundtable on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm here with my co-host, fellow realtor, husband, Pat Devaney.
Good morning, Jackie. How are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing well.
All right. We have with us Trooper Urban, Community Service Officer with the Pennsylvania State Police. Thank you for being here with us today.
No problem, Jackie. Thank you.
We're here every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. where we talk real estate. We have a full-time real estate office with many exceptional realtors who've been listing, selling, and appraising real estate for over 50 years.
During the week, feel free to email us with any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or you can give us a call at 570-344-6724. When you go to jruddy.com, click on the webcam tab. We have a webcam on the roof of the building at the corners, and sometimes the police actually ask us, do you have a copy of this and that and this and that? So it can be interesting sometimes.
Yes. Everybody has them. They all come in handy.
Yes, they do. And the state police, mostly local police, come in, right?
But right. Sometimes they do. Police. They want to say, do you have this and this and that?
Especially when there are chases.
Yes.
Yes. Look us up on social media, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, YouTube, Instagram, and view our listings, search the MLS listings, and listen to archive radio shows by going to mobile-friendly, J-R-U-D-D-Y.com, jruddy.com, where you can also see all the popular podcast apps that we feature our radio show on. Okay, Trooper Urban, Community Service Officer with the Pennsylvania State Police, we're going to talk to you today about identity theft.
Sounds good.
All right. So it's significant. Mm-hmm. Is it a growing concern? Is it still something that we have to think about?
Yeah,
day-to-day?
Absolutely. Anytime, you know, we deal, everybody, it seems, you know, during the week deals with some sort of identity crisis, identity theft. You know, we get different reports all the time of, hey, I got this charge that was on my card. I didn't do it. Money was taken out of my account. It comes with being, I guess you could say, responsible, you know, when you're doing your online banking. Always be aware of who you're sending to, what you're doing. You know, people ask too many questions, and that should always bring red flags when you're putting that information in over the computer, or people do it over their phones or other electronic devices.
Where are you seeing people the most vulnerable? In what aspect? Is it the online banking? Is it the credit cards? Where is
it? It's any time. Obviously, you never see it with the 70 to 80-year-old people that are all cash people, or they do a transaction at the store. It never happens. You know, you always see it with individuals like 99%. In our society do today over electronic, you know, devices through computers. I pay all my bills online. You know, everything I do is pretty much online. So that's when you become susceptible to the identity theft. And, you know, the more transactions you do, especially with, you know, non-trusted websites, you know, if you happen to look for, just for example, today I was looking for a part for one of my vehicles that I have. You look at these websites and you'll see some websites come up that are like, wow, I never heard of this. That's weird. That part's only $15, where the other ones, it's $85. Well, that should raise a little bit of a red flag. You know, what's going on there? And would you really feel comfortable putting your information on that website? But money's a big factor today. And a person, that doesn't even matter to them because they're like, man, here's this $15 part. I'm doing it. And then 2 days later, they look on their credit card statement and they're like, what's this charge for $150, you know, from this company? So you have to be aware of the old adage, you know, the old saying, if it's too good to be true, it probably is.
So I've had that happen to me, searching for some obscure part,
yep,
for a car or something, and searching, and all of a sudden I come upon it and it's like half the price.
Absolutely.
I'm like, oh my God. What did I stumble upon?
Absolutely.
And I bought it, and then I wait and I wait. And I knew because, and I wait, and it was weeks and nothing happened. Nothing so came. I went, I had to go and I had to dispute it. And then they actually told me to change my credit card number too, which is a royal pain in the neck.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Everything, right? So because we have some of our accounts, just we have the credit card in there and it's just a monthly, right. You know, charge. You have to go back through all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And even if you're on a website and something pops up, hey, you won this contest. Or
I won $1 million last week. I did.
Absolutely. Well, you could click. There's so many. I don't want to say, I guess you could say gullible people, you know?
My mother. She won an iPad.
Yeah.
She was so excited. She called my son. She said, I won an iPad. He said, no, without even seeing the
absolutely.
Email. He said, Nana, you did not win an iPad.
And that's how it happens. You see the majority of these happen to seniors, elderly, you know, because obviously they're not that savvy on the internet. Parents, grandkids, give them an iPad or any other type of electronic tablet to FaceTime, to do something, you know, to keep in contact. Well, they start surfing websites, do everything else. Boom, you get the message. You won. Fill out your information. All you need. You won this, you know, $500 item. But we're giving it to you only for the cost of shipping. All you have to do is put your information down, give us your credit card number, and we'll get that sent right out. You're kidding me. And that's, you know, there it is, identity theft and credit card fraud.
This all sounds very familiar.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't it? I don't know. Where have I heard this story before?
Over and over again?
Over and over and over again.
Right.
It just happened to me 2 weeks ago. I got a letter in the mail last week that said, we're looking into your credit app for Bank of America.
Oh.
And then I have alerts set up through different credit card, through Experian, through different credit score companies. And they actually emailed me that said, hey, somebody's looking or is doing an application for, you know, a loan or credit. I'm like, I call my wife up. I'm like, did you buy anything? She's like, no, nothing. So I look into it, and then I got a letter from Bank of America, and I called the fraud line, and that somebody was trying to open up an account using my information. So nothing was compromised on my end, but I did have to report fraud through the credit reporting process, which is very easy to do. They have you do it, but never when it comes to situations like that. And then you get worried, well, is this letter that I got a fraud? Like, I call these companies and they're asking for information that I would generally not give out on the phone, but I have to because it's going towards my credit score and rating and I have to report that fraud. So 99% of the time, if you're call or if you're inquiring or if someone calls you out of the blue and inquires, you win something, you do something, don't give out account numbers. Don't give out social security numbers. Nobody on the phone should need to know your full social security number. A lot of banks, credit card companies, they'll ask for your last four in order to verify your information or your identity, but they'll never ask for the whole thing. So be aware of that. Be aware of getting too personal when people are talking to you on the phone.
Right. And it looks so real, some of this correspondence, whether it's by email or a letter in the mail, it looks all authentic.
Yes, we actually have through our email, through the state police, they'll send fake emails, tests, you know, could be once a month, could be twice a month, that will be something to that effect. Oh, well, it'll be something that really does not relate to a police matter. And it'll ask you to click on it for a survey or do something like that. Well, if you click on it, then you get, you know, the hand slap come out of the computer, the monitor that'll say, hey, you shouldn't have did that. So we actually have a button on our Outlook that's for phishing, which that's all these companies that hence the term, they're sending information out there trying
they're
to catch
phishing.
You.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And to get information. So we have a button that you click that says phishing button. And then you get the automated response. Congratulations, you reported the phishing. You did a good job. So that's through our department, you know, at the state police. And I'm sure other state entities do the same thing with it.
I have a certain email address I'd like you to slap a hands with. Right, Pat?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. We're always afraid that, you know, the most vulnerable people in our family are going to get hit one of these times.
And you have to. One thing I would tell them, weekly or biweekly, check your bank statements. Check your credit card statements. You don't know what you're doing. I get faulty with that. I use my business credit card a lot. So I look and look and look, and I just happened to look last week, and I saw a charge on there. I'm like, I have no idea. And it was just local in Dixon City. I'm like, I'd never been there. I never did. But then my son plays travel baseball, and we had to get some things, and they use that place as a supplier. So I call them up, and they're like, oh, that's for your son's travel baseball. And I'm like, oh, all right. So we were all good. But, you know, you have to check that. A lot of people wouldn't check.
Well, you're watchful, and I'm watchful, but there's a lot of people that don't take the time. They just pay the bill.
And I can guarantee you there's tons of people, even if the any dollar amount when it comes to stealing your identity or stealing from you is a lot, even if it's a dollar. But I would guarantee you, I would love to know the percentage of people, and I could be one of them because I generally don't check it that much. Whatever it is, and I pay it. So, I mean, honestly, I'm faulty with that too. I was paying insurance on a vehicle we owned for over 8 months because it never got taken off our policy. And finally, we caught it. And, you know, we did get reimbursed it. But you always have to look at everything you get. You know, always just bring those bank statements up. Bring those credit card statements up. Look at them and make sure everything you did is accounted for.
Okay. Good advice. Now, with debit cards, are they still being targeted? We would hear that they would have those little
skimmers.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, it does happen, you know, through TrueBar, which we have. I haven't seen any of that recently, you know, but every day, you know, throughout the country, it does happen, you know. And then a lot of times what happens if people are calling or you're asking for money or doing anything, it's almost impossible to trace the number back. They use software that they'll be calling from somewhere, say in Bermuda, Jamaica, anywhere like that. They're actually calling from there, but it will look like it's a local number.
Right.
And there's no way. There's no way. You could report it. I mean, sometimes it goes to a level where, you know, if something comes up on your bank statement, you know, where you report that you had stuff stolen and it shows up. They got this at Walmart in Dixon City. Well, that's pretty easy for us to go to Walmart to Dixon City or any other, you know, type of department store. Say, can we look at your cameras? At this date and time, this individual came and used the victim's credit card. So that's what you do a lot. You could find out who they are. You have the social media now that gets the pictures. You can put it out. But when it comes to something that's not local, like somebody that's calling and you sent Western Union money to them and in Brazil.
No way to trace it.
You're never going to get it.
That
never
happened. This happened to us. The same exact thing. And it was a credit card.
But
it was a credit card I don't use. I don't know how they got it. I don't use it.
It was a person in New York who sold.
Yeah, but that's what they said.
Yeah.
But why would the person in New York be shopping in Taylor?
Yeah.
At the Dixon City, at the Walmart in Taylor. And we did, I was mad.
Oh, yeah.
I went to the police in Taylor.
Yeah.
They were wonderful. We got the pictures of the guys. There was two of them. They spent hundreds of dollars. And what they did was he used his phone. Apple Pay with my numbers and a credit card.
Wow.
They put their pictures on social media.
Mm-hmm.
They found out who they were. And then I went to the courthouse and they prosecuted these guys.
Perfect. Yeah.
I was mad.
And a lot of times it doesn't end up like a happy ending like that.
Right. Well, I have the time. I wasn't working. I can go and pursue these things.
Yeah, but you have elderly people getting scammed out of thousands and thousands of dollars from overseas different things. That case in point, another thing, a lot of people will be gotten calls before that said, hey, we have your grandson in custody. This is your grandson came, you know, to Mexico over the weekend. Okay. He got in trouble. They know his name. They know his date of birth. They know everything about him. And they say, we're the, you know, we're police in Mexico. You know, we got him tonight for, you know, drinking, public drunkenness. You know, we need you to send money in order to release him. Grandparents are like, wow, they know his name. He's in college. Maybe he did go somewhere over the weekend. They'll wire $3,000, $5,000 over. Never see. Then the grandson will call, say, hey, what's going on? Like, just out of the blue. And they're like, hey, I thought. No. A lot of times they get so worked up, they don't want to call and tell, it would be their kids, that to get them worked up. They'll just figure they'll pay the money.
Oh, boy.
And not tell the parents. So that, you know, and we see that that happens a lot.
So what about AI? Because now there's this thing where they're getting, you know, artificial intelligence is capturing my voice, your voice.
Absolutely.
You know, kids' voices, because they're on their phone all the time. And they're recording the voice and then making a message out of it. Hi, Grandma, Grandpa, it's Johnny, and I'm in Mexico. Please pay this ransom money.
Yeah.
And it's real.
Mm-hmm.
They're always so ahead of, it seems, the rest of us in law enforcement. There's no way to track this down.
And what they'll do is they'll try to do something where you have to do this quick. You have to do it. And people will think, well, I can't call anybody in the family right now to see, you know, if they are actually there or do anything like that. So they'll send the money. But any time that you get something like that, you got to do the research, you know, use another phone, do whatever, you know, 99% of the time, everybody kind of knows it's not. We would know that it's not true, but sometimes they're really good. And the elderly and seniors, you know, they're not used to that. You know, they grew up in an era where it was talking to you and me. We didn't have cell phones. You know, we didn't have, you know, prank phone calls, anything like that. So whatever they think that comes across the phone is real.
Mm-hmm.
Just like YouTube. Everything they watch on YouTube is real. Everything. You know, and there's nothing, you know, you can't say anything about it. Yeah.
Scary times. Trooper Urban, community service officer with the Pennsylvania State Police, here with us today talking about identity theft. Pat, before we go to break, would you like to review a listing, please?
Yes, we have a lovely three-bedroom, two-bath home at 1121 Eureka Avenue in Scranton for $179,000. This home has been updated. It has new flooring throughout. It has great room sizes and a finished family room in the basement with a fireplace. The yard is level. It's got a large composite deck in the rear, along with a storage shed and a covered carport. This home sits on a 40 by 100-foot lot with low taxes of only $1,200 a year. That's a move-in condition, three-bedroom, two-bath home at 1121 Eureka Street in Scranton for only $179,000, and that's listed by Aaron Pierce of our office.
What town was that?
Scranton.
Scranton. You've perfected it.
I'm working on it.
We'd like to say thank you to our sponsor this week, Green Man Exterminator. Are you tired of traditional pest control methods that harm the environment? It's time to make a greener choice. That's Green Man Exterminator, your eco-friendly solution for pest management, protecting your home and planet one pest at a time. Visit greenmanexterminator.com or call 570-851-4863 to schedule your affordable and environmentally friendly pest control service.
And it gives a guarantee.
Yes, which is really something.
Yep.
Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21, Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM. The Talker will be right back. When considering to sell or buy a home, why choose Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate? Let me tell you why. 70% of home buyers settle for the first agent they meet, and many regret it. 90% of home sellers hire an agent, but was it the right choice? Don't have agent remorse. I'm Jackie Ruddy, and I've been in and around the real estate business for most of my life. And at Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate, we've been selling real estate for half a century. But we do not do it halfway. You deserve better than average. average doesn't help you. We know it's all about you and what you need. Century 21 is the number one in brand awareness, is the most recognized name in real estate, and is the most respected in the industry. In this market, if you dream big, you need to move fast. So it makes perfect sense to contact Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate, 570-344-6724, and visit jready.com. That's J-R-U-D-D-Y.com. Welcome back to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ready, broker, and with Pat Devaney, my husband, fellow realtor.
And we're back.
With Trooper Urban, Community Service Officer with the Pennsylvania State Police. Thanks so much for being here with us.
Jackie, did you say Pennsylvania State Police? I thought you were supposed to
say... State Police.
Oh, that's fine. Okay.
Yes.
Either
yeah,
way.
Yes, yeah. Well, I have this standing statement that I make, that if you're from Pennsylvania, you don't say Pennsylvania. You're from PA. Did you ever notice that?
I guess you could say that.
Yeah.
And my sister just bought a house in...
Gettysburg.
So now she lives in PA.
So But before, it was Pennsylvania. We're going to Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. We're having a fascinating discussion with you regarding identity theft. And, you know, real estate is no stranger, unfortunately, to identity theft. We're seeing it in a lot of different ways. You know, wire fraud, mortgage fraud, forgery of documents, title fraud, rental scams. The list goes on and on and on. We're talking with you today, the first half of the show, we're talking about how, you know, we're susceptible as consumers and clients. And in this digital world that we're in, we're doing online banking, we're using debit and credit cards, and we're getting these suspicious emails that claim that we won a cruise.
I got a call that won $1 million last week. I got to call them back.
You better. There's probably a time limit on that.
Yeah, probably.
But so in a lot of these instances, also there's a email that goes, a text and or email that circulates my office every so often where somebody's telling another person within the office that they're looking for them, but they can't speak with them on the phone, but they're to text back.
Okay.
They're in an important meeting, and they're supposed to go get $500 worth of gift cards and send it to this individual.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is what's happening out there, and people fall for it.
Yes, they do.
One of our agents was going on a trip, and she received a call that the airline changed the flight. Had the seat numbers, had the flight number, had everything, but in order for her to get back on the flight, she was to surrender $500 worth of gift cards. She actually did that, and then after the gift cards went, she realized she was scammed.
Yeah, absolutely. Welcome to the World Wide Web.
And she's an intelligent person, but I guess...
Emotions,
like you were saying about grandma with the grandson in Mexico, people... Good judgment goes out the window.
And who would think, you know, with the having the seat numbers and everything
right,
else.
Right, that's what made her think it was real.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and you get into that situation where, well, I got to do something fast. I don't want to lose my
flight.
I don't want to lose this. But you have to kind of slow it down, step away, take some deep breaths, and actually really analyze what's happening here. $500 worth of gift cards. Why, you know, why would I be doing that? You know, but... Hey, it happens to the best of them.
So no one will ever, who's legitimate, ask for payment in gift cards. Can we say that? Can we say
I
that?
I would think
Could
so.
Could we say that with certainty?
Yeah, I would think so. I would hope not.
We had the Lackawanna County Sheriff here, and they were spoofing people, calling them. This was years ago. With the number of the sheriff would come up on your caller ID, and saying, "We have a warrant."
Yeah,
for you, and unless you give us the gift cards, we're going to come and get you.
There's so many apps out there that you can get today, whether they're free or whether you purchase them, that you could change your phone number around, to text, so people think, you know, that it's legit, you know?
So when someone takes over, say they get my credit card number, and they order all this stuff from wherever, Amazon, and Zappos, and they're charging up a storm, and the delivery goes out to them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand why they can't be caught.
Well, sometimes the delivery may not go directly. Sometimes they're smarter, so they'll send it to, I like just today I had a choice. I had to do a refund on Amazon, and they're like, you know, if you want to pick up or drop off, here are a bunch of locations that you can go to. So they might have it go to Rite Aid, or they might have it go to somewhere else, which is a designated Amazon drop-off. So that's where you would have to get your local police involved or whoever the town is and say, hey, shows it got delivered here. Then you would have to use, you know, surveillance. Everybody has it today. Whether it works or not, that's another question. But in order to catch whoever you thought that did that, you know.
And a lot of times communities or little towns don't have the resources.
They don't. But, you know, if you have something, you know, that you could follow up on, like Pat talked about with his, you know, identity or with the credit card fraud, you know, you'll be able to do your own homework and figure it out, you know, who did it. But many times it's not local. It's not local. You know, the local people, I have to say, probably that do that are stupid. You know, they'll find your credit card number, they'll find a receipt, and they'll go right to the store that they found it and purchase the stuff, you know, and they get caught. Your career criminals, I guess you could call them, are the people that have every app in place, phone call in place, know what they're doing, you know, have different people involved that they know they've gotten away with it, and they're going to continue to keep getting away with it.
There is no shortage of creativity when it comes to hardcore theft and criminals, right?
Well, we were talking about the spoofing, about the numbers. And so if I get a phone call and I suspect it's not who they say it is on the caller ID, do I tell them I'm going to call them back at the legitimate number? Is that what I should do?
Either that or, I mean, if you answer that phone... I mean, if it comes up as somebody in your contact or something like that.
Well, say it comes up as like Amazon or my credit card or something.
You could, how could I say this? You could pretty much cut through the tape, you know, just by the conversation that's going on.
Right.
I mean, I'll answer it. You'll see a lot of these, like I have AT&T now. A lot of these, when you get a call that you don't know, it'll come up spam. It'll say spam right on your phone, so you know. If I'm bored, sometimes I'll answer it and I'll mess with them, you know. But again, you could always answer the call because if it says it's Amazon. But Amazon's an electronic world. 9 times out of 10, they're contacting you, whether via email. I just did a return with Amazon this morning. Everything was done through Amazon Assistant. I didn't talk to one person. You know, and it went
right through the app on your phone. You didn't talk to anybody.
Nope. Went real quickly. You know, so I've gotten calls that said they were from Amazon before, and I knew.
They don't know your name. Yeah. I love when they don't know your name or anything.
Yeah. So, you know, just don't get, starstruck, which you could say, you know, that Amazon's calling me or someone's calling me. Oh, I just ordered a bunch of stuff from there. You know, and it didn't come yet, and pick it up and then start giving them all that information. They're not going to, if you didn't get a package, they're not going to call you and say, did you get that package yet? You know, everything they do is through online.
We have a lot more to talk to you about next week. Trooper Urban, Community Service Officer with the Pennsylvania State Police. Would you come back next week?
Sure.
All right. We're going to talk about identity theft part 2 next week.
You got it.
In the meantime, year-to-date Greater Scranton Board of Realtors MLS statistics for single-family homes. What is going on out there, Pat?
Higher interest rates means less inventory. Well, nobody wants to sell.
Yeah, they've been creeping up, and the word is on the street they're probably hit 8 at some point. But the absorption rate, and that's the measure of how many months' worth of homes that are currently on the market, that is currently at 1.92, just under 2 months of inventory out there. We have the median sales price at $200,000 for single-family homes. Sold listings down almost 20% year-to-date. And active listings on the market currently is down 13% year to date. New listings hitting the market down almost 19%. We're out of time. Thanks for joining the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate. We'll be back next Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM The Talker.